Vader Show 1035. There's a Super Bowl ad that has created a firestorm of social media response that I did not see live. It's amazing to me how many of these I missed. I felt like I watched most of the whole game. Watch this one online. It's the Coca-Cola America the Beautiful ad. I'm going to play the audio right now. You'll understand probably almost immediately why it's controversial. Then we'll get your thoughts. 406-1360-888-455-1360. Jason, go ahead.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies.
Por tus olas de granos tambar.
Your peace in the tzakuti.
Soy baba na mga brutas.
This has created outrage online. Shortly after the commercial first aired, a firestorm of criticism emerged, with Twitter members swearing they would quit purchasing Coke products, while others lashed out at the controversial ad for not having one of the country's most beloved songs performed in English. Still others are describing the multilingual commercial as terrorist languages. I don't know about that. What may be the most talked about commercial during the Super Bowl, social media users are now taking philosophical sides on the issue, with supporters proudly proclaiming America is a melting pot. America is beautiful, and xenophobes' America the Beautiful was written by a lesbian. While naysayers appearing to outnumber the positive comments, issuing some comments that many find disturbing. That's just un-America. Sing in English. We speak English here, idiots. And that commercial was America the Beautiful being sung in many languages, including terrorist Muslim. All right. As for the xenophobia, here's what I believe the mistake is. I have no problem if that Coke ad would have shown the diversity of America as it did. I think that would be great. And then sing America the Beautiful in English. This is the whole problem, and this is a big part of the immigration debate. That we don't accept, or I should say we don't expect assimilation anymore. Show Asian Americans. Show blacks. Show Hispanics. Show Muslims. I'm okay with that. But have the entire song sung in English. I understand why people are offended by this. This is not xenophobia. That's not the point. The point is there was a time when we expected. Okay, now I've got another opinion on this from a listener. When we expected people to speak English. A listener writes, Jerry, I don't understand the outrage on issues like this. This song is a tribute to America, no matter what language it is sung in. It is still a tribute to America. People speak different languages. Get over it. As always, a good show. I do understand that point. I do. In this country, we expect people to assimilate. America is a melting pot. I celebrate that diversity that's shown in that ad, and I have no problem with the visuals of the ad. Or do you agree with the emailer? Look, it still celebrates America, irrespective of the language in which it is sung. Mary in Green Bay. Mary, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. I think it was very well done. They did English, they did the other languages, and that's what we are.
Well, is that what we are? I mean, we're a melting pot of all different diversity. Why not show the diversity but accept that the language we speak is English?
Well, I think there's also a second language in this country now, Spanish. And, you know, it's the way it is.
Well, that, okay, that is just the way it is, but it's not really the way it should be. There should be an expectation that when you come here, you assimilate. Other countries don't accept that you've got people speaking all sorts of other languages to the degree that we have come to expect it. If you move to another country, you are expected at some point to assimilate and understand their language. I think what a lot of people see, whether it was intended or not, and I suspect it was not intended, is that this is a celebration of non-assimilation. What would have been lost in the ad if you celebrate all those ethnicities, and I'm fine with that, but have the entire song in English? I have a feeling, though, the audience is going to be split on this. Jimmy on a cell. Jimmy, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hi, I like the ad. I think it, from my point of view, I've actually, my family's been in this country since William Bradford. I'm 18th generation, straight from William Bradford. My dad's side, my parents' side is 100% German. And I think it shows nationally that, you can be from any other country or speak any other language and come to America the Beautiful. I mean, I like the ad. I'm not offended by it. The other languages don't bother me because we all have a history of another language. You're coming to another country, and I think the assimilation thing.
That's right,
yeah,
Jimmy.
All my parents, grandparents that came from another country now speak English.
Okay, but see, that's the point, Jimmy. Then should I be offended because a portion of it wasn't sung in Walloon Belgian?
It was, what is there, 150 different languages?
That's exactly my point. Thanks a lot for the call. Before we take Ernie's call, I'm going to read Mariah's there. We have most of the emails so far and calls have supported the song. Then Mariah has this one. Jerry, I'm highly offended by the bastardization of America the Beautiful. The concept is wonderful, and I agree. However, we should not accept nor allow self-imposed segregation by non-assimilation. I celebrate that we have all of those ethnicities and races in America. I do. And it's great. That is the melting pot. But the melting pot includes assimilation. Ernie in Sheboygan. Oop, Ernie is not there. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I do understand the point that the defenders of the ad are saying. But do you understand that this is at the heart of the whole immigration reform? By the way, most of the emails that we have received defend the ad. They thought it was beautiful. And I actually understand where they're coming from on that. But have the entire thing in English. Let me put it this way. What would be lost in the ad? What would be lost in the ad if in its entirety it was in English? Would it have been less effective? What is the message? Okay, this is the thing you're always supposed to ask when you produce a commercial. What's the point of that message? What are they trying to get across to the receiver? That we celebrate diversity in America, and we do. But then I think the message becomes muddled by saying, with the diversity comes the diversity of language, and that when you come here, you don't have to be an American first anymore. And you do see that attitude with people who have come here from Mexico. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Tim in Lublin. Hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. I accept what you're saying, that we are a melting pot. And as far as the language goes, I think the best thing that surmises it is there was an old routine that Steve back in the 70s where he talked about going over to Paris, France, and he said in his shtick that when you go over there, just remember, chapeau is hat, ouft is egg. It's like those French have a different word for everything, and we are the same way here in America.
Yeah, but we don't have the expectation that other countries do. Now, I understand English actually is spoken by a percentage of the population in a number of European countries. But again, intended or not, and I suspect unintended, this seemed to be a message that you can come here but don't need to assimilate. Joe in De Pere. Joe, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. Say, I agree with you completely. I mean, like you said, we go to another country, we have to assimilate. And even like that I just didn't agree with it. Like you go to Walmart and they have different languages over that. You come here, you should be able to speak English.
Here's,
at least understand it.
Here's what I will say, Joe. It does celebrate that people of all ethnicities can find meaning in America the Beautiful. I get that. And you know what? I even see the beauty in the ad. I don't, though, see what would have been lost by showing all of that diversity and still have it all in English. I'm not sure what would have been lost by that. Don in Bellevue. Don, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Morning, Jerry.
Morning.
Yeah, just listening to you, I had another comment. I think it shows what was lost is the fact that we allow these people not to assimilate. Back when our country was founded, we became great because we had a common language across the nation. And now it's just the opposite. We're not going to have a common language in the future.
Well,
and that's not good. We're going downhill.
And as I said, you could have it in Walloon, Belgium. You could have it in any other sort of way. But why limit it? If you're going to do that, why limit it to just those? You could have it in French. You could have it in Spanish. You could, which they did. You could have it in Portuguese. It just, again, is a symbol of how we cater to those who come here. And they are, in my opinion, they are welcome here. But it should include, whether they came here legally or illegally, total assimilation. Kurt on a cell. Kurt, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I want to throw a monkey wrench into this. And since it mentions all the different languages, which God did they want to shed his light on us? Because each one of those languages comes with a different religion.
Yeah, they do. I'm just trying to think. Asian would probably be the biggest one.
Islam. It was Muslim.
Well, even Islam is the God of Abraham. Do you know who's the second most important prophet in Islam? Do you know, after Muhammad?
They list Jesus in there somewhere. I don't know if he's
second.
He
is second. It actually Allah really is the God of the Old Testament. So I mean, you could argue what it's done with it, what the religion has done with it, but that is the root. Thanks a lot for the call. To Brandon in Appleton. Brandon, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
All right, Jerry, thanks for taking my call. I just recently was discharged from the military, and since I've been discharged, I've been amazed at, with my children in school, every time they come home, every piece of paper comes home in multiple languages, and it's becoming difficult because when I was in the military, every training manual and everything we had to deal with was all in English, and I just use the military as an example in this situation that, within the military terms, assimilation is absolutely necessary.
Yeah, that's, one of the few places where it's still required. Brandon, thanks a lot for the call. To Ed in Plover. Ed gets the last word on this, Jason. Ed, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I listened to that ad last night, and I was kind of both offended and liked the song at the same time. From a technical end, it was a beautiful song, but it just offended me so much that I had trouble listening.
And thanks a lot for the call. I'm going to admit I'm not as deeply offended as some. It just bothers me, the message that it sends. And I don't agree with it. You can celebrate diversity without suggesting that you don't have to become an American first. And that's what seems offensive these days, is asking people to become Americans first. What's offensive about that? Or why do they have a problem with that? All right, I'll get to at least one other thing here, tight on time. It's going to be a packed after-show video as well. That's the stuff we don't get to on the air. You can see it online at jerrybatershow.com, the Bader blog. It's 10:50.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.